Imagine this, it's 2008. You're walking through an airport terminal. Every suit around you is clutching a BlackBerry. Thumbs flying, tiny keys clicking, emails firing like missiles. They call it the CrackBerry. Presidents use it, CEOs swear by it. It's not just a phone, it's a status symbol. 1 year later, a touchscreen slab arrives from Apple. You laugh. No keyboard, nor enterprise security, just apps. Fast forward 5 years, BlackBerry's gone. What happened? This isn't just a story of missed innovation. It's a story of dominance denial, of how the top of the food chain becomes blind to change. You are listening to The Mammoth in the Room, a podcast dedicated to sharing science-backed leadership strategies for real-world success. Welcome back to The Mammoth in the Room, where we explore leadership lessons that stand the test of time. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, CEO of Mammoth Leadership Sciences. And this is part two of our five-part mini-series, Transform or Die, Leadership Lessons from Business Evolution. Stick with me until the end, because this episode is a cautionary tale for every successful leader. We'll unpack why dominance warps perception, why disruption always comes from the edge, and how to inoculate your leadership against extinction, even when you are on top. So let's get started. And let's give it a headline. Let's call it From Global Powerhouse to Cautionary Tale. At its peak, BlackBerry had over 80 million global users. It dominated 50% of the US smartphone market. Its encrypted messaging system was a gold standard. Its keyboard was a physical addiction. Its leadership team was confident and proud. And that was the problem. As evolutionary psychologist Robert Drivers described in his work on self-deception, 2011, and we again have all the sources in the show notes, dominant individuals and groups often become so entrenched in their success that they ignore signals that contradict their worldview. Now, enter the iPhone. In 2007, Steve Jobs unveiled a touchscreen device with no keyboard and a radically open app ecosystem. Inside BlackBerry, the reaction was predictable. Real professionals need keyboards. Consumers don't want an entertainment toy. Our security architecture is unmatched. They weren't just defending their product. They were defending their identity. And that's where evolutionary psychology hits hard. Because when identity is threatened, rationality often dies. Stick with me. It even gets more human. This is about groupthink and the echo chamber. Inside BlackBerry's headquarters in Waterloo, Canada, something else was happening. Success had built an internal echo chamber. Psychologist Irving Janis coined the term groupthink to describe what happens when cohesive leadership teams begin to prioritize harmony and consensus over critical thinking. In BlackBerry's case, groupthink showed up in dangerous ways. Dismissing early iPhone adoption as a fad. Doubting that enterprise clients would switch to consumer-driven ecosystems, believing they had more time than they actually did. It wasn't just ignorance, it was identity protection bias. The company had built a self-image around security, hardware, and professionalism. When disruption arrived wearing jeans and talking about apps, they scoffed. They couldn't imagine a world that didn't revolve around them. But markets don't care about your self-concept. They care about value. And once Apple created a compelling new model, complete with developer incentives, intuitive UX user experience, and consumer energy, BlackBerry was cornered. By 2013, their market share had fallen below 3%. Now, stick with me, because now we get to the part that matters most. How to stop this from happening to you. Here are three evolutionary leadership lessons. One, dominance distorts reality. In evolutionary terms, dominant individuals often become overconfident and less attentive to external cues. Tseng et al. Showed that in 2022. That's why leaders must build counter-instincts into their leadership systems. And here is how. Assign challenger roles inside your leadership team. People responsible for dissent. Regularly review early competitor movements, not just top threats, and question assumptions behind every core product advantage. Because the more you believe you're invincible, the more vulnerable you are. Here's lesson two. Protect your vision, not your ego. BlackBerry didn't just fail because it ignored the iPhone. It failed because it refused to evolve its identity. Leaders must learn to separate vision from ego. BlackBerry's vision, secure, efficient communication, wasn't wrong, but they clung to old delivery systems and rejected new ones. If they had embraced software, cloud platforms, and touchscreens input early, they could have led the next chapter. Instead, they defended the past until the future buried them. Ask yourself, are we protecting what we believe in or just what we used to? And then lesson three, embed exploration at the edge. BlackBerry focused all its energy on exploitation, maximizing revenue from what worked. But evolutionary theory and management science both show that long-term survival requires ambidexterity, running your core business while exploring new ecosystems. Tushman and O'Reilly 1996 showed that very clearly. You can't wait until disruption hits. You must build exploration before it's needed. That means incubation teams, skunk work projects, equity investments in upstarts, executive incentives tied to learning, not just earnings. Because when the environment shifts, only the adaptive survive. All right, let's bring it home. BlackBerry didn't die because it was outgunned. It died because it refused to evolve. It mocked new threats. It clung to legacy assumptions. It protected its identity instead of reimagining it. And yet, the tragedy is inevitable. Great leaders can learn from this. They question dominance. They challenge groupthink. They adapt while they still have time. So, ask yourself, what am I refusing to see? What assumptions am I defending instead of testing? What part of my business needs evolution, even if it makes me uncomfortable? Because being on top doesn't protect you. Being adaptive does. All right, this was it for today. If this episode hit home, please subscribe, rate, and share with anyone who's passionate about leadership. And don't miss next week's episode, part three of our mini-series, where we jump back in time to one of the most powerful companies in world history, the British East India Company, and how an even empire-sized business can collapse when its model becomes unsustainable. And lastly, if you're interested in more, you can order my book. It has the same title as this podcast, The Mammoth in the Room. It offers a practical roadmap how great leaders and their teams embrace evolutionary truths for outstanding business results. And it does that in three sections, on people, on strategy, and on implementation. Until then, lead wisely, think critically, and don't let ancient instincts hijack your modern leadership. I'm Nicholas Bocconi, and this is The Mammoth in the Room. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy this content, don't forget to subscribe. I'll see you on the next episode of The Mammoth in the Room.